just so excited, my next guest. And I don't even quite know how to explain Sherry Yellen. The only thing I can say is she like isn't in any box that you could ever build, because then the box would just be like, who is this? And I don't fit in this box. And and she's had just some phenomenal growth in her business, and I just can't wait for you to meet her. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you. It's really an honor to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
And where are you calling? Where are we talking from?
Well, you may be picking up a hint of an accent. So I live about an hour outside of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I knew you had Texas. That like every song I ever. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, and it's funny, Erica, because when I first started my business, I was very self-conscious of that. Until I realized that that's who I am. So just be authentic and embrace it. It's not going away. I'm not working to get rid of it. And it's just so funny when you can step into your authentic self, how much more powerful we are. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but the whole accent piece was something I was so self-conscious of for a very long time, but not anymore.
No,
Good.
I think I just love drawls. I also like British accents.
Oh.
In fact, I think I programmed my phone, the voice on my GPS, to be a British male. Turn left.
I love accents. I think they're beautiful.
I know. Well, I like telling where people are from. So I like it's just some, one of those funny things, it's like I like listening to songs and guessing who the artist is,
Yeah, so it's I actually live in a small town, Farmersville, Texas. So, home of the fighting farmers. For real.
I live in a little rural horse ranch about an hour from downtown Silicon Valley.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
So it's like complete juxtaposition.
Yes,
Like I'm
it is.
hanging out with horses, and then the next day I'm in downtown San Jose or something,
But what a beautiful area.
Yeah, there's a lot of well, the place that I live, a lot of trees and a lot of dirt. We could write a song about that too. Tell me a little bit about your journey and kind of explain how you went from kind of struggle bunny to kind of not to really having a sense of being able to command better pricing and being comfortable with that. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
I love to tell the story because I started my company in 2001, left what I guess at that time I would have considered my dream job because there was just something in me. I think I, am an entrepreneur to the core. And so I leave my dream job to start my own company in 2001, but I also had two small children at the time and I wanted to homeschool them. So my business was always a bit on the back burner. It was still, a pretty thriving business, but it was secondary in the grand scheme of priorities. And then really our lives came crashing in about 2014. It had been coming for a long time. In all honesty, I was married to an addict. So it was always, if you've ever had to live in that kind of environment,
Yeah, narcissist.
and to use a Texas metaphor, I guess it is sort of like a tornado that just blows through and then you clean up the mess and it blows through again. Anyway, so in 2014, I finally made the decision. Essentially, I don't know what tomorrow looks like, but it's not going to look like today. Today, life changed.
Yeah, that I have to say, like, for me, what happened was my son was in fifth grade, and a substitute male teacher who really liked my son told me he shows all the signs of someone who's abused. And it, I would, and really my ex was very abusive, but we just kept, he was an addict, and we just kept covering it up. It wasn't intentional, Shelley. It wasn't like we sat there and said, oh, I'm being abused and I'm going to live with it. It was like, it was really insidious and kind of like, I've had a lot of guests on this show about that because it's so powerful when you just say no, you know?
It is so powerful. And I look back now and I think, who was that person that put up with that? But I think that's the neat thing about thinking about our businesses and our lives, because they're not separate. And oftentimes, what's going on in one area is, well, not oftentimes, all the time, what's going on in one area is going on in another area. And, you know, so in 2014, it was we're done. And I was self-employed, and really in our separation, he just left, and he took all he really wanted was all the retirement, and he was gone. So, and essentially, I'm starting over. I think I was around
Wow.
44, 45 years old, and I've got a kid
Wow.
that's 11 and one that's
Wow.
13, and we're just about to hit the most expensive, most challenging parts of their lives. And so, literally, in this same office where I'm talking to you right now, I remember having one of those moments where I was on the floor in terror, just terrified, because I truly feel like what I do is my calling. I think it's my life's calling. I'm very faith-based, you know, kind of person. And to have given that up, I couldn't even imagine, but I knew that financially I couldn't keep doing what I was doing and be able to meet our current needs, much less our future needs. And
Right.
so, you know, I literally just kind of prayed for a year of somebody show me what I can't see, because I can outwork anybody. I can outread you. I can get up earlier. I can stay up later. But all of those things, I just kept hitting a ceiling in
Yeah.
you. And then I saw my coach. I was invited to a 3-hour training on a Friday morning. And when my now coach, 7 years later, still my coach, walked in, I knew that's who I needed to work with. And
Wow.
so I was like 100% confident. And we met on a Tuesday to talk through everything. And I was even more confident that's who I needed to work with. Until he said, and that'll be $35,000. How would you like to pay for that? And so I look back at that now, and then I think, I wish it was just that now. But at that time, that me saying yes to that was saying yes to a lot of things that I'd said no to for a very long time. And I remember saying yes, and feeling so confident about my decision and feeling so good about it. And so just kind of back up, a couple of days prior, I'd reached out to this coach as some of his clients that I didn't know, I know now, on LinkedIn, and just kind of ask, hey, I'm thinking about working with this person. You know, would you recommend them, et cetera, et cetera. And none of them had responded. And so when I said yes, I felt so good. And I went to bed that night and I slept, and I came up out of bed about 5 o'clock in the morning, just gasping, you know, like,
What am I thinking?
what have I just done? And
Yeah.
I grabbed my phone to see what time it was, because I felt like it was the middle of the night. And one of those people had responded on LinkedIn, and the first line said, you just made one of the best decisions of your life. And, you know, I look back now, and it wasn't, there was a lot of tremendous value of working with a coach, and I, again, still work with him. But, you know, part of it was also finally saying yes to me and realizing the value of what I brought. And being willing to go on a journey that was scary as hell, and it was unfamiliar, But all I knew at the time is if I do nothing, nothing changes.
Right.
And it's interesting, the new levels, new devils kind of thing, because we're going through that right now because we are scaling our business. And once again, you're at the threshold of the unknown. And
so, well, I think, first of all, we're probably going to have to drop his name at some point because I'm sure he'd be okay with it. But then also, just if you're okay with it, like, you went from what income months to what income months, not every month, but like a good month before and a good month now.
Oh, I'd love to share that. It's such a celebration in my coaches, Chris Kenny. But when my high watermark year prior to this time of my life was 170,000 in revenue for the year. And this year we're landing a little over 900,000. So we're this close, but the year's not over yet. So I'm still anticipating that last little bit. My goal has been to move over that seven figure mark, and we're so close. But we've reached capacity, as you can imagine. So
yeah, you're building teams right now. You told me you're building teams and
yes,
growing systems. And do you do some corporate training? I can't quite remember. I remember a little bit, but I don't remember everything.
We do. So we have our approach is a little bit different. We partner with companies and we go pretty deep for a long period of time. A lot of our companies, well, some of them we've worked with, gosh, for 20 years, but we will typically come in and work with a group of leaders for at least a year. And we do that through training. We do that through coaching. We also do executive coaching, and we also do some instructional design, because my background, my PhD is in cognitive learning, essentially how the brain learns. And that's really the core of our message, that if we can lead, learn, and live the way the brain works best, we get better results with less effort. And so integrated into our coaching and into our training sessions. So not only the content, but also the way we structure it is aligned with those brain-based learning principles.
And I love that. I love that, Shay. I have to say, it's like, I remember I was coaching someone years ago who was ADHD. And she asked me, you know, have I ever coached someone with that? And I said, well, I'm not really aware of that. So I started learning about it a lot. And I got a book and I started studying this before I had children. And I passed every self-test. And it was so wonderful to understand my brain. It was so amazing. It was so amazing. Like, why do I like to interview 5 people a week? Because I love it. Because my little ADHD, well, not little, I'm very brilliant, but my brain loves going new places and meeting new people. And that's what lights me up. And so if you put me in a position where I'm always kind of cutting edging it, I'm awake. And I love the fact that you study like how people learn and how brains work. I think that's just fascinating, because once you start understanding how your own self works, it just seems like it opens many, many doors, you know?
It really does. And even though we've learned a lot, I changed complete directions in my education. I had finished up my master's degree and was working on my doctorate, and I changed universities, I changed directions and everything to start studying how the brain learns. And so you can imagine that was in 1993 or something. And, you know, I didn't realize that I was getting a front row seat to so many of those early discoveries, because 1990 to 2000 is considered the decade of the brain. We just were learning so much so fast. But even today, there's so much that we're continuing to learn, certainly, but then also translating that so it is It's practical, but it's not so watered down. That
I love it. I think I studied I studied brain physiology at UC Davis. That's a small world.
It really is.
And then I never and everything I learned was so fascinating. It was like, this is what we know and this is what we don't know. This is what we know and this is what we don't know. Like everything about the study of it was so fascinating to me, because you're always figuring out, like, this is what we know. Oh, this is what we don't know. But talk a little bit about learning about you and how it kind of shifted into this sense of valuing yourself, because coming from that little Texas town, going through a divorce had to have been, I mean, I live in a pretty big metropolitan area, and divorce was still culturally like really surprising. Like people did not know how to handle it, you know?
It's so true. I remember my dad being with me when we went to the attorney, and I'm crying, and all I can get out of my mouth is, no one in my family has ever gotten a divorce. And my dad said, well, they should have. Let's get down to business. Aww. You know, I will say, you know, it's been a total renovation of beliefs. And I know a lot of your listeners get this, but we, you know, when, and I think that's probably one of the most impactful things about our leadership development experiences, is we give people a lot of practical actions, templates, tools, acronyms, all those good things. And those different actions will get you different results, at least short term, but real sustainable results happen when we shift beliefs. And I think it's always so important that we don't believe everything we believe. And one way in our workshops and our coaching, one analogy, because I love analogies, I'm a recovering English teacher and I love visuals and analogies, but the one thing, one analogy I give your beliefs is, you're not wearing clothes that you were wearing 10, 20 years ago. They may still be in your closet, but you know, the reality is they don't fit, or they're not who you are today. They're not right. aligned with your brand today. And right. yet how many beliefs are we holding on to from 10, 20 years ago, or even worse, you know, when you think about generational beliefs, beliefs that we're holding on to that were our great, 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 great grandmother. We don't even know their name. And yet they're impacting the results that we're seeing in our life today. And yeah, part absolutely. Of that was around how to have, well, you know, how to really realize the value that you bring has been a big one for me, but also operating in a much bigger space of, you know, where a problem exists, the solution exists. For the most part, I mean, most of us are not working in situations that are, you know, life or death. That, you know, I think for a long time, I operated off the belief that I was going to make it, like the earth was flat and I was going to make a decision and fall off of it. And we all know that's not true. You make a decision and you learn. You get the results you're looking for, or you don't. That doesn't make it failure. It's just feedback. You learn from that decision. You keep moving forward. You're at the next horizon with more wisdom to make the next decision. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps people move through some of that fear that we will feel when we're in the unknown. Because the truth is, your brain, and it, as you know, does not like for things, it does not like uncertainty. It does not like confusion. In fact, you know, it isn't that your brain resists change. Your brain resists confusion and uncertainty.
Right.
And most
people... I have
people...
another question for you, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My next question is this And again, I never know exactly why I'm asking questions. Like they just pop into my head and then I just ask them. So it might be someone who's listening or, but what about people who are just like afraid of someone's going to say no? Like they don't really, they want to just kind of reach out to people who already love them or, you know what I mean? Like that, it seems like when I look at people who really grow, oh my goodness. That was so funny. When I look at people who really master exponential growth or master up-leveling exponentially, they seem to just be like whatever about rejection. And I don't know, it seems like I work with so many sensitives. So what do you recommend for that?
Oh, that's a great question. I'd really ask, what meaning are you giving that? Because we can give an event whatever meaning we want. And I'll give you a good example of that. You know, a few years ago, we had a contract that was in motion. It was around $400,000, I guess, and new leadership came in and they canceled that. And so, like, that's just one example. We give that whatever
Yeah,
we
because you were
want.
strategic for the other people. And then when the new people took over, they had like different strategies and they didn't get it or they it didn't fit or whatever.
You know, so you can give it this big, massive meaning of we lost it or whatever, but the truth is it was never ours to begin with, or we would have had it. And the
Wow.
other belief that is so important if you're going to operate in the world of being an entrepreneur is knowing that that's part of the game. And sometimes you're going to hit it over the fence and sometimes you're going to strike out, but nevertheless, there's a next pitch. And you know, we just chose in that moment to realize then there's something better. Then there's this opening up a space for us to work with the next client. And that's exactly what happened. The same thing happened for us, like many of us on this, you know, that listen to this podcast around COVID. We had almost every single thing we had, which was going to be an incredibly banner year in 2020, was basically canceled in one day. And so, you know, you
My
can go to
entire
that dark
calendar,
place of woe is me.
my entire calendar, just like,
Cleared.
it just everybody fell off my calendar, and it was fascinating because I had figured out, not that I'm a math brain, but if I have people on my calendar, I'm gonna have a good month.
It's true.
I'm picky about who goes on my calendar, but if I have people on my calendar, then my month is going to be okay because then everyone talks to everyone and it just works out that way. And so it was really crazy when that hit. And oddly, though, I had been given some divine inspiration 2 months before COVID struck to build my SEO business. And I seriously, it came. And I was like, really? Because I was meditating and it just said SEO. Like, I'm not kidding. Like right now I'm doing podcasting full force. But like it was around January. So it was before COVID was really known. You know how it kind of stopped all the school stuff in March? I remember the date. I remember I was sitting in a parking lot at my daughter's school and the swim team from another school was coming. And I knew that people from that school had COVID because it was my kids' old school and their friends had told us. And I went in and I said to my daughter, I said, I don't think you can swim today, honey, because they're coming from that old school and there are people at that school right now that have COVID. And it was and about 10 minutes later, they sent all the buses home, just kind of synchronistically, you know what I mean? Crazy.
And I, you know, for us, we realized within a few minutes, what meaning do we want to give this? And, you know, when we got together as a team and talked about it, we thought, what could we be doing for our clients right now that we wouldn't get to do otherwise, or might actually put us in a better position when this begins to, you know, calm down. So we put we put together a 6-part webinar series. We gave it a clever name. We called all of our clients and said, we'd love to do this for your people for free.
Look at you pivot.
Okay. That one question of what meaning am I giving this and what meaning do I want to give this, probably been two of the most powerful questions that, at least for me, that I started asking. Because just recognizing we can give it whatever meaning we want is, and listen, from a brain perspective, what your brain perceives, kind of the differentiator between your brain perceiving something as threat and perceiving it as challenge, usually has a few characteristics. We don't feel like we have a lot of control. There's a lot of confusion, and we are anticipating some adverse consequence. Same event, right? One is going to activate one part of our brain that's activated by challenge, and if we answer it differently, it activates a very different part of our brain, which is threat. So, you know, when you're in those moments, if we could simply just ask ourselves, okay, out of this, what can we control, and focus on that, thus the serenity prayer, right? Secondly, where do I need clarity? Where do I need clarity right now can help you get moving forward faster? And then the third really great question is, what's the gift in this? What's this here to teach me?
And I love that one.
It's gratitude, right? And you know, definitely work.
What can I see in this that's a gift so that I can?
Because like your example of the SEO, I think our life's always teaching us if we'll just pay attention and trust it. But oftentimes what happens is it feels risky to trust it, right?
I know. Well, I feel like, honestly, like I could talk with you like all day, like honestly, like we could have different topics and we could have workshops and people would just, I would keep talking to you all day, but it doesn't quite work like that on a podcast. It has to end. So why don't you share with my audience how we can reach you and find out more information, and maybe someone will be $100,000 person who gets you to your
my 7-figure mark.
Yeah, baby, let's do that.
Let's do it. Well, I would love that. So my website is sherryellen.com. Email is sherry@sherryellen.com. And every single month we do a mastermind where all of the leaders that we get to work with are invited. So anyone listening to this, you're invited to jump on. You can find that at sherryellen.com. And we do a Leading Lab mastermind where it's the third Tuesday of the month from 8 to 9 Central. So it's early for some of you on the Pacific time, but we jump on, we focus on a topic for about 45 minutes. And then we get to really interact with leaders from very different industries and have some really rich takeaways. So we do that every single month. So that's probably the quickest way to get in touch with us. But
great. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, and I'll send you the link to that as well.
Okay, great.